I'd like to say hello to Jerry Clements on the lead guitar. Right here. On the steel, Pee Wee Charles. On the bass, Richard Haynes. And on the drums, Barry Keane.
Let's take 5 minutes off here. 5 or 10. Take five, give you life.
When I was 5 years old, my grandmother bought me a plastic Elvis Presley guitar with the signature on it. I just about went through the roof. And from then on, I just always had the guitar. I've been playing with Gord now for 8 years. I like him as a musician. He has really beautiful melodies. And then he says something in the songs, too, that most people don't. He's a real pro to work for.
The studio does sound a lot better than the last time we were in here.
The instrument I play, a lot of people don't recognize what it is. A lot of times after a concert, people will come up and say, what is that thing, you know? Steel guitar is basically known as a country instrument. But playing with Gord has really taken me into sort of a different idiom of music altogether. You know, it's such a fascinating instrument and so much can be done with it that that's how I got into playing steel guitar.
Yesterday we did
Terry,
that too.
Yeah.
We do it twice before you play your first solo.
Before I play mine, yeah. But before Pee Wee's comes in, you only did it once.
Yeah, but that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
That's the way we should. Okay.
So actually, we're about 10.
Gordon asked me to join the group. I was used to beating the tar out of the drums in the studio. Playing drums for Gordon, I think, is different than playing drums for anybody. It's really not so much what I play, but what I don't play with Gordon. Every note almost has to be thought out, and it has to have some importance to it. And if it doesn't have importance, then I shouldn't play it.
What I mean in that, Rudy, is that Terry's playing a unison line with me while I'm whistling. And it would be effective maybe if you got on him a couple of times. You know what I mean?
Well, I started playing bass back in the 50s when there was too many guitar players around. And I decided I shouldn't play guitar anymore because I'd never get a job. I've been playing with Gord now for about 11 years. And there's a lot of challenge in what we play because I think we're all pretty fussy about what it sounds like, and Gord's a perfectionist himself, so not too much room for sandbagging. But it's a real treat to work with all these guys because we get along so well together.
Do is do it once more tonight. I'd like to add that these are the guys that play on all of our basic tracks as well on all of our records, which is unusual.